The judge in Michael Jackson's child molestation trial today denied a defense motion for an acquittal. Now the defense will begin its case. Yesterday, the prosecution rested after more than 10 weeks of testimony from 85 witnesses. The defense says it will call as many or more. We go now to NPR's Carrie Kahn, who's been following the trial. And Carrie, this wasn't the first motion by the defense to have this trial called in their favor.
No, it's not. They've asked five times before for a mistrial. The acquittal motion today, the defense argued heavily for it. They said the prosecution just didn't prove their case. Jackson's lawyer said the DA not only didn't present the smoking gun that he had promised, they said the prosecution's witnesses seemed to, quote, self-destruct on the stand. But the judge in the end disagreed. These motions are routine but are seldom granted, and the defense can now start calling witnesses.
Now, there are a lot of charges against Michael Jackson. He's facing not only the molestation counts, but also giving alcohol to boys, and then the conspiracy charge. The prosecutors say Jackson held the accuser and his family captive so that they would rebut a damaging documentary about him. What's the general feeling out there? Did the prosecution do a good job with this case?
Well, the legal analysts that I've talked to and the TV analysts around Santa Maria, the conventional wisdom seems to be a resounding no. We did hear from the boy who accuses Jackson of molestation and the boy's younger brother who says he actually witnessed the acts. And most damning was a parade of witnesses that talked about Jackson's past misdeeds. There were several allegations of abuse dating back to the mid-1990s. But as the defense said today, there were problems with almost every witness the prosecution put on. Starting with the boys, they mixed up dates. They couldn't remember key details of the alleged abuse. Then you had the boy's mother. Analyst just said she was a disaster. She gave 5 days of erratic testimony. She admitted to lying previously under oath. She cried a lot. At one point, she begged jurors not to judge her. And then that parade of witnesses to the past abuse, the defense was able to show that almost all were paid by tabloids and that they were on the losing end of lawsuits with Jackson. And the kicker was actually last week's testimony by Jackson's ex-wife, who said more glowing things about the pop star than what the prosecution had hoped she would say.
Yeah, she was a prosecution witness, which raises the question, did they actually interview her before she took the witness stand?
Prosecutors said they did, that a year ago, Debbie Rowe talked to them and said that she called Jackson a sociopath, that they treated his children as possessions. It was just another case of witnesses getting up there and broadsiding the DA.
What is the scene there at the courthouse in terms of Michael Jackson fans? Are they still out there all the time?
They are still out there, although their numbers are dwindling. This week, I talked to four young women who came for this week all the way from Italy. They line up every morning like many of the people of the public do to get in the lottery for a seat in the courtroom. And then they rush to Jackson's Neverland Ranch at the last break to get a glimpse of him when he drives home when court is done.
Do we expect him to testify in his own defense?
Jackson's lawyer, Thomas Mesereau, has in the past, with success, put clients of his on the stand. But in this case, analysts say that would be a crazy thing to do with a client like Michael Jackson.
Thank you, Carrie.
You're welcome.
NPR's Carrie Kahn speaking to us from Los Angeles about the trial of Michael Jackson.